Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom at the Gemara. Amar Rami Bachama, Maishna Cheresh V'Chereshes, that Kinalu Rabbanan Nesuin. Why, as we learned in the mission that we learned yesterday, is the halacha that Midrabbanan, Cheresh and Chereshes, are able to have Nesuin, to have a valid marriage, albeit midrabbanan. Umayishna the shayta v'shayta, t'loyt t'kinu l'rabbanan nesu'un. Why by a shayta did the rabbanan not institute a nesu'un? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, shayta v'katan sh'nosu nashimu meisu, if a shayta or katan married women and they passed away, the shesayim p'turim and chalitz m'nayibim, because they're not considered married. Answers the Gemara, cheresh v'chereshet t'kayim t'kantad rabbanan, a cheresh v'chereshet, who although, as we learned, are unfortunately not well, and midaraisa are not considered balidas, still can live in harmony as a couple, and therefore, tekinu l'rabbanan nesu'un, Chazal instituted on their behalf nesu'un. On the other hand, shayta v'shayta, the loikayim v'takanta rabbanan, however, shayta, that is not a person that can live in harmony. That ain't odom dar im nachash b'kifa achas. It's impossible to live in one place with a snake. It's difficult people to live with. Therefore, like the Kinu Rabbanan Nesu'un, Chazal did not institute on their behalf Nesu'un. And as the Tosfos, based on the explanation of the Chasam Sofer, explains. On one hand, and the Chasam Sofer says, we see how great Chazal were. On one hand, Chazal said that nobody should marry a Shaita. Because as the Gemara says, it's impossible to live with such a woman. On the other hand, as you learned in the Mishnah yesterday, and we'll discuss later in today's Shir Mitzvah Shem, Chazal did have Rachmanis on the Shaita, and Chazal said that if one married a woman, and unfortunately she became a Shaita, one can never divorce her for Rachmanis. So on one hand, Chazal say don't marry her, but on the other hand, Chazal says if one's wife, Chas V'Shalom, becomes a Shaita, they have rachmanis on her and don't divorce her. Ask the Gemara further. Why for cotton did Chazal not institute nesu'un? The cheresh, and yet for cheresh to kinu rabbanan nesu'un. For cheresh Chazal did. Answers the Gemara. Cheresh d'os l'chlal nesu'un. A cheresh that will never come to a status that he could have a nesu'un d'araisa. So to kinu rabbanan nesu'un. So rabbanan said at least he should have a nesu'un midrabbanan. However, cotton the osel chlal nesu'un, a cotton will grow up and will be able to have nesu'un the raisa. Therefore, like the kinu rabbanan nesu'un, Chazal did not institute a nesu'un for him. Ask the Gemara, v'rek tana da osel chlal nesu'un. So if so, ktana will also grow up and be able to have nesu'un the raisa. And yet, the kinu rabbanan nesu'un, Chazal instituted for her nesu'un, which was the subject of a lot of our discussions in the previous parak, that a girl whose father passed away could have an nesu'un d'rabbanan by her mother, by her brothers. Why? She'll mature. She could have a kedushin d'raisa. Answers the Gemara, Hasum shlo yinag bo benik hefker. Chazal were concerned that if a girl will not be allowed to get married, she may act improperly. And therefore, Chazal instituted for her a nesu'un d'rabbanan. But as the Rajba says, for what will be the din by a cheresh who's a cotton? On one hand, the Gemara says a cheresh, we instituted nesu'un for midrabbanan. On the other hand, we said a cotton, we did not. So Rajba says that even though we instituted nesu'un for a cheresh, that's only when it's a gadol. We don't want any male, Chazal wanted light plug, and not to make any differentiation, and all males cannot be partners in a nesu'un until they become gadol. Ask the Gemara further, Umayishna katana the mimana, Umayishna cheresh the la mimana. Why by katana do we give her this ability to annul the marriage, as we learned, miyun? And why by cheresh don't we? Answers the Gemara, the imke mimni v'loy nizbala. And there are two explanations in the Rishonim. One explanation for the Rishonim is a katana, by definition, has a limit. She'll become a gedola, and at that point she can't do miyun. However, a chereshes will be a chereshes for the whole life. So for a husband to live with a wife that she could walk out with on him any time, because she could do Miyan, nobody will ever want to marry her. That's one explanation. Another explanation given is that a Ktana only has one, so to speak, strike against her, that she's a Ktana. A Chareshis has, has only one strike against her, that she could do Miyan. The fact that she's a Ktana is nothing wrong, because a Ktana will mature. On the other hand, a Chareshis has two problems. It will allow her to do Miyan. Number one, that she's a Chareshis. It's a serious defect. Number two, if we allow her to do Miyan, no man will ever want to marry her, and that's why by Chareshis we did not allow for Miyan. Ask the Gemara, Umayshna Ktana da Ochle Betruma, Umayshna Chareshis da Loi Ochle Betruma. Why is the halacha that a Ktana marries a Kohen, she is entitled to eat Truma, and a Chareshis who marries a Kohen is not entitled to eat Truma? And as the Aruch Haner explains beautifully, he says, this Gemara's question is very relevant after what we just finished learning. Since we see, says the Aruch Haner, that there's a real concern that one wouldn't want to marry a Chareshis, so we should do everything to make her attractive to get married. So if a Kohen who has Truma knows that his wife, he'll be able to feed Truma, which he gets for free, and even if he has to pay for it, it's a lot cheaper than regular chulin, that'll be a reason for him to marry her. But if the halacha is that she's not allowed to eat Truma, nobody's ever going to want to marry a Chareshis, because he's going to have to go buy expensive food to feed her. And if we're concerned that the Chareshis should be able to get married, ask the Gemara, why didn't Chazal institute that she should be allowed to eat Truma? And how do we know that indeed that is the halacha, that a Ktana eats Truma and not a Chareshis? The Tanan, and as many Mefarshim say, this is actually an expanded version, not that we have, but an expanded version of our Mishnah. The Mishnah, it says, Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoidai, Ala Chareshis Shesi Avia, and a Chareshis who was married off by a father, Fiyotz Beget, that she could get a get, even though she's a Chareshis. As we learned, the wife doesn't have to be a Baal Astas, doesn't have to have Das to receive a get. Furthermore, V'aktana Bas Yisrael, Shenissus L'Koyin, that Aktana is married to Koyin, Sh'oichelus P'truma, that she's allowed to eat Truma, V'ila Chareshis, however Chareshis, Loyachla. And as Tosfos points out, how do we know? Because the Mishnah begins talking about a Chareshis. And then when it talks about Truma, it switches to Aktana. If the halacha were that a Chareshis is allowed to eat Truma also, the Mishnah should have continued discussing a Chareshis. The fact that the Mishnah changes subjects and goes from a Chareshis to a Ktana is a clear indication, says Tosfos in explanation of the Gemara, that a Chareshis, who's married to a Kohen, is not entitled to eat Truma. And the Gemara wants to know why. And says, if a Chareshis is married to a Kohen, why may she not eat Truma? Says the Gemara, we're concerned that, let's say we'll have a Cheresh Koyin marrying a Chareshis, that they'll also eat Truma. So ask the Gemara, and what will be? Veleichel. What will be if they eat? Isn't that just a situation of cotton, oichel nevelesu? That since the Cheresh, since the boy is a Cheresh, and the woman is a Chareshis, so midaraisa denam mechuyiv in any mitzvahs. A Cheresh is in the same category as a shoyt of a cotton. So even if they eat Truma, they won't be doing any Aveira. So why are we so concerned? And there's a machlokes Rishonim to understand how we understand this. What is the Gemara's question? Is the Gemara's question is, so we should allow them to eat Truma with Rabbanan? That's how most Rishonim learn. Since it's only with Rabbanan, and since they're not mechuyiv b'mitzvahs anyway. Or another way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is maybe they shouldn't be able to eat Truma d'Oraisa because they're not over any Aveiras, given that they're Charoshim. Answers the Gemara, Gzeira Shem Yachal Cheresh B'Pikachas. Here we're concerned that let's say we'll have a Cheresh married to a Pikachas. So Midaraisa they're not married because a Cheresh can't affect the marriage. It's only Midrabanan and she may come to eat Truma. Ask the Gemara, it is a Kedusha Midrabanan as we began today's Shir. So at least the Cheresh B'Pikachas Nami Lechel B'Truma Midrabanan. Let them eat Truma Derabonon. Fine. Truma Deraisa we can't let her eat because Mederaisa she's not considered his wife. Because a Cheresh can't make a Kedushin Deraisa. But at least let her eat Truma Derabonon because she's his wife Mederabonon. Answers the Gemara, Dilma, Gzeir Duma Osli La'ochle B'Truma D'Raisa. We're concerned that they may come to eat Truma D'Raisa. If a regular Jewish woman is married to a Kohen Zocheresh, so the Kedushin is the Rabbonim. She's not allowed to eat Truma D'Raisa. But if we allow to eat Truma D'Rabbonim, she may come to eat Truma D'Raisa. And therefore we say don't eat any Truma. And as Rashi goes on to explain, we have here a number of Gzeiras. First we made a Gzeira by a Pikeach who marries a Chareshes, because of a Cheresh who marries a Chareshes, because of a Cheresh who married a Pikachas. So ask Rashi, why don't we go straight from a Pikeach marrying a Chareshes to the situation of a Pikachas marrying a Cheresh? So Rashi says those two cases are totally dissimilar. Here the boy is fine and the girl is the problem. And the other case is just the opposite. So that's why the Gemara had to say, first we say that we make a gzeira when a Pikeach married a Chareshes because of a Cheresh who married a Chareshes. In both those cases, the cow is the problem. And then we make a gzeira for a Cheresh who married a Pikachas, and both the second cases, the problem is with the Cheresh. So we had to introduce that middle step in order to make a gzeira for all the situations. So the Ritva asks, why is this not considered a gzeira l'gzeira? So the Ritva answers, it's kul chad gzeira. It wasn't one gzeira on top of another gzeira. It's one package deal, so to speak. Rashi and Tosfos both ask, now that the Gemara has successfully explained why a Chareshes is not entitled to eat truma, so why is a Ketana, yes, entitled to eat truma? What we said that a Ketana, we don't make this gzeira. Why don't we make this gzeira? So Rashi answers, that as we learned also at the beginning of this year, that a cotton midaraisa can't affect the kedushin. So therefore there was no reason to make a gezeira because he can't get married anyway. And as Taisa says, even if one will have a kedushin with a cotton, it's a mislah shchicha, it's highly irregular, and therefore Chazal did not see the need to make a gezeira. Taisa goes on to say a different explanation. He says, even if the girl is a ketana, which as we've been learning is very frequent in those days, that a girl should get married as a ketana. Says Taisus, a ketana by definition can't be a long-term problem, because every ketana will grow up to gedola. A cheresh, a chereshes, is a permanent problem, and that's why Chazal sort of need to make a gzeira by a cheresh v'chereshes versus by a ketana, which is something that's going to pass. Continues the Gemara. Omai shna ketana de isla ksuba. Omai shna chereshes de lesla ksuba. Why did Chazal institute a ksuba on behalf of a ketana and not on behalf of a chereshes? Says the Gemara, demke mimni v'loy nizbala. This girl is anyway chereshes, so she's not that attractive to get married. If we're going to have to give her a ksuba, men won't want to marry her. So the way we keep her attractive is by waiving the requirement to give her a ksuba. And as Taisa says, since this whole concept of ksuba is midrabanan, Chazal could choose when there is a requirement to give a ksuba and when not. Ask the Gemara, v'ktana menol on this ksuba. We're assuming a ktana gets a ksuba, a chereshes does not. From where do we know that? The Tanan, because the Mishnah says, Hama Memenis, a girl who is married a Kedusha de Rabbanon and annuls the marriage, or a Shniya, if one marries a woman who is an Erva mid Rabbanon, or an Islandess, if one marries a woman who turns out to be an Islandess, as we learned already in the first blot of our Masechta, and therefore the Kedusha and a Kedusha toss, in all those cases, and la Ksuba. The wives are not entitled to Ksuba. Ava Yotz beget, a get must be given. For Ketana, yesh la Ksuba, but a Ketana does get a ksuba. So that's how we know a ketana gets a ksuba. Ask the Gemara, the chereshes menol on the less la ksuba. How do we know the chereshes does not receive a ksuba? The Tanya, cheresh v'shoyte shenetsu pichos, a cheresh and a shoyte, the married intelligent women, avish nespakech a cheresh, even though the cheresh baruch Hashem got better. The nishtafa a shoyte, or the shoyte got better. Eilam aleim klum. Their marriage, they have no right for a ksuba. And therefore, if they dissolve the marriage at that time, their wives are not entitled to a ksuba. Rots l'kaiman, but if the husbands want to continue living with them, yesh lem ksuba. Then they're entitled to ksuba. Continues the Braisa teach us, or b'keach shenasa chareshes, if b'keach married a chareshes, a shoyta, so afilu kasula meim mana, even if he wrote for her meim mana, a huge sum, ksubasa kayemis, the ksuba is valid. Neshirotza Lozik ben Chasov. He chose to pay her. And everybody has a right to do with his money what he wants. So what do we see? Tama, the only reason she's getting the ksuba in this case is the rotza, because the husband voluntarily gave her that ksuba. Halai rotza, ain lo. But if he didn't want, he doesn't have to. Why is a chareshes not entitled to a ksuba? Dem kain, mimni, v'loi nazbala. Because as we said earlier, she's, as it is, has a problem getting married. So if we're going to have to give her, she's going to have to get a ksuba, it's only going to make her less attractive, so Chazal waived the ksuba requirement. So Mefarshim ask two questions, and they answer it with one teretz. One question is, what's the Gemara telling us? That the person decided voluntarily to give her a ksuba, he's allowed to. Of course, you could do with your money whatever you want. It's your money, as long as it's not illegal. So if he decided to give his wife, who's a chareshes, a huge ksuba, why would the Gemara need to tell us that it's permitted? Also, asked the Mefarshim, we know that in every transaction, we need two balidas to affect the transaction. So how could we have a transaction with a chareshes who is not a balastas? So Mefarshim answered, that's exactly what the Gemara is teaching us. The Gemara is teaching us that since it's his money, even though she's a chareshes, she could become the recipient of a ksuba. Why? As long as he is a gadol and he's a baldas, it makes no difference what's on the other side. That's how most mefarshim learn. The tzais has a different explanation. The tzais explains that she receives the payment because even though she's a chareshes, but let's say one has a chareshes as an employee and she works for you. So you have to pay her what you made up to pay her. Just because she's chareshes, you're not allowed to cheat her out of her wages. Getting married, so she's going to be a wife to her husband and help her husband. So she deserves the ksuba if he agreed to give it to her as schiris, as wages. Ask the Gemara. Ihochi pikachas l'cheresh liskun l'ksuba. Ask the Gemara. So we understand when the woman is a chareshes, why she doesn't get a ksuba. Because you want to make her attractive to get married. So we waive the ksuba requirement, she'll be attractive to him to marry her. But here we have it just the opposite situation. He is Nebuchadnezzar, and she's a Bikachas. So why do we waive the ksuba requirement? We should certainly give her a ksuba to give her an incentive to marry him. Answers the Gemara. When a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married. And therefore, even without the ksuba requirement, she'll agree to marry him. So the Rajba asks a fundamental question, simple question. If our Gemara is assuming that every woman is so anxious to get married, she won't require a ksuba, so then why do we ever give a woman ksuba? Why does a woman ever get a ksuba? So the Rajba answers as follows. The reason a ksuba was given was not to make women want to get married. Women want to get married anyway, as our Gemara tells us. What the reason a ksuba was entitled was that men sometimes get angry, maybe more than sometimes. And in their getting rash and getting angry, they may just want a divorce. So, that before a man divorces his wife, he realizes it's going to cost him. So that slows him down. So when was that made? That was made a regular couple, a husband and a wife, and men get angry, so Chazal put in an insurance policy to calm him down. Here the chassan is a cherish. The husband is a cherish. A cherish is not quick to jump to divorce, either because he's happy to be married, or either because he's not really a big baldas, as our Gemara is saying. So he doesn't make these rash decisions. So that's why we didn't have to institute a ksuba, even if the wife has a bikachas. Says the Gemara, Hahu cheresh tava b'shivusu de Ramalkia. There was a cheresh that lived in the neighborhood of Ramalkia. In Tzba Itasa, he married a wife, the Kosla Arba Zuzim Menechsei, and he wrote a huge ksuba. Omer Rav, so Rav commented, Man chochem k Ramalkia. Ramalkia is very smart. The Gavar Rabahu, Kosover. He made a very simple calculation. Ila rots shivch l'shamshay. We have this cheresh. He needs somebody to attend him. Mila zev ninalei. And we had to hire an attendant, wouldn't we pay for her services? Koshken hachadei katati, he gets a wife, so certainly she's worth to get a ksuba. But the Mefarshim explained that this ksuba is not the same type of ksuba that's written by every chasen kala. Chasen kala, the ksuba that's written is that the chasen writes to the kala that he obligates himself to pay the ksuba. Here it's the bezdin that is acting in that role. And in fact, many mefarshim say that the standard nusach of the ksuba would not be used here. And there are even mefarshim that go on to discuss if any bezdin has the right to do it, or only a bezdin gadol, a significant bezdin. Continues the Gemara. Om Rav Chibar Ashi Om Shmuel. Eish es cheref ein el chayov en lov eshem toli. The halacha is as follows. We know that if somebody has a suffix, if he's in doubt, if he did an aveira, so he brings an eshem toli until he clarifies his situation. Says the Gemara, says Shmuel, if somebody's married to a cheresh and somebody and she or a man had relations with her, she's not considered an Eishes Ish. It's not even a Shaila. But the rice of the Kedushin is not a Kedushin at all. There's no Suffolk, and therefore there's no obligation to bring an Oshem Toli. Says the Gemara, Leiva Mesailei, we could corroborate this. The Mishnah says, Chamisha lo yitrumu, there are five people that should not give Truma, Vim Tarmu, ain't Trumas and Truma. Even if they take off Truma, it's meaningless. Ve'elohein, Chere Shoyt V'katan, V'tarmu Shen Shaloi. If I take off truma on behalf of you, of half of your produce, without your permission, and if an akum takes off from my produce, there I feel a b'shush Yisrael. Even if I gave him permission, ain't truma so truma. Why? So as Rashi goes on to explain, the pasuk says, atem, that the pasuk that teaches us that a shliach can take off truma, says atem, so the shliach has to be equivalent to me. So, Baruch Shem, I'm not a cheresh shayt of a cotton. So therefore, a cheresh shayt of a cotton can't take off truma from me. What is this Mishnah teaching us? That a cheresh is so disqualified, and his act is so meaningless, that what he did is completely useless, and as if nothing happened. So we see that it's not even a shayla, that a cheresh is not a bardas, and therefore his kedushin is certainly nothing. And this is the halach lemaisa, that all these five people can't take off truma. Although I did see a very interesting tshuva from the close of Megareba. He says like this, the halach is, I can't take off truma from your produce on behalf of you without permission. A shlich has to be appointed. But the halach is, on the other hand, let's say I want to take off truma from my produce on your behalf, that's mutter. I'm doing you a favor. Instead of you having to take the truma out of your produce, I'm doing it on your behalf. That's the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says that. What's going to be halacha, however, the Rebbe, the Cosmic Rebbe discusses, can I make a bracha? Normally, we know when truma is separated, a bracha is made. He says, in this circumstance, a bracha cannot be made. He says, we can't have a circumstance, this is the language he uses, that you are at home, laying in bed, sleeping, not thinking about this mitzvah at all, and I'm doing the mitzvah on your behalf, without being appointed, and make a bracha. What's the bracha? Where's the mitzvah? Where's the act? If it's done on your behalf and you are completely unaware of it. So here we see that now we can understand why you're not chayv and oshem toli. Because it's not a shayla. A cheresh's marriage is certainly meaningless with the raisa. Says the Gemara, Hu dam krev elezer. It's not necessarily that that's what he holds. The Tanya, Rav Yitzchak Oim Meshum Rav Elezer, Truma's cheresh, if a cheresh did take off truma, loy teitzil chulin. We don't automatically consider it not truma. Neshu sofik. And therefore, we're not clear what is the status of a cheresh. Ask the Gemara if that's pshat, and a cheresh is a sofik, if he is or isn't a baldas, isfirei kabalazar, oshem toli nami lechayiv. So then why are you not chayiv oshem toli? This piece of Gemara began that that a cheresh's kedushin is meaningless, and you don't have to bring an oshem toli. Why? Answers the Gemara, b'inin chaticha mishtei chatichas. The Gemara introduces a new concept. The Gemara says an oshem toli, one is never chayiv for an oshem toli, unless there's a situation where there were two pieces, and there was a question if you did an aveira. What are the classical examples? There are two classical examples. One example is where there are two pieces of meat. One is kosher, one is treif. You ate one, you don't know if you ate the kosher or the treif. Or there were two women in a house. One was your wife, and one was your sister. And you had relations with one of them, and you don't know which one. So there were two pieces. One mutter, one asr. Here there are two pieces. There's only one woman under discussion. So the reason he's part from an Ashim Talui is because a technical reason, there is no Ashim Talui unless there are two pieces. Why? So Rashi here quotes the Pasuk that discusses the din of Ashim Talui, and the Pasuk says, Mikol mitzvois Lashon Rabim Hashem, so you need two pieces. Others say that the reason you're only chayiv in Ashim Talui when there are at least two pieces, because you have to have ikvi isura. You have to know for sure that there's something mutter and there's something asur, and you don't know which one you participated with. But if there's only one piece, it's either mutter or asur, but it can't be both. A third pshat is, what does an Ashim Talui mean by definition? Ashim Talui by definition means that right now I don't know if I did an Aveira, but eventually I could find out. So by two pieces, so I ate one, I didn't eat the other, ultimately we could find out. But here, we'll never know. And therefore there's no Chiyuv Ashim Talui. Ask the Gemara. But we're explaining that Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Elazar that a marriage of a cheresh is a suffix. But if you hold like Rabbi Elazar, or mibay Rabbi Elazar chatichim mishtei chatichis, does Rabbi Elazar say that we chayiv in Ashim Talui, you need two pieces? I prove to you that he doesn't require shtei chatichis. Because Atanya, Rabbi Elazar, I'm a koi. Koi is an animal that we're not sure if it's a behema or a chaya. The halacha is that by behema there is chayla midaraisa, by chaya there isn't. Somebody ate the chayla of a koi. It's only one piece. Still he says, chayav malcha b'yashim toli. So we see that Rabbi Elazar doesn't require two pieces. Answers the Gemara, Shmuel sabak Rabbi Elazar b'chada, or palagla b'chada. He agrees with Rabbi Elazar in his point, that a cheresh is a suffix. He disagrees because Rabbi Elazar doesn't require shtei chatichas, and he does. Ikadamri, a different version of this Gemara. Amr b'chibar ashi amr Shmuel. Eish is cheresh chayav in lashon tali. There is a chayav lashon tali. Why? Because it's a suffix. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Mishnah that we quoted, chamisha la yitshuvu. So we see that cheresh is totally without das. Answers the Gemara, Savala Krebelazar. Ask the Gemara. Bar of Ashi. Nader Abelazar said that a cherish by definition is a suffix. Is he a baldas? Is he not a baldas? We need to understand how to understand Abelazar. My time, Abelazar. Mishit Pshitalei. Does Abelazar certainly hold the cherish that the Kalishtahu? The cherish is a weak-minded person. And the question is, that although generally he's weak-minded, sometimes if he concentrates, that's how Rashi explains, he can have a clear head. Or he can't. But he's always in one status. That's one way of understanding a cherish. A cherish is a weak-minded person. What is the word of a cherish according to Rabbi Elazar, according to this view? The cheresh is a person that has different moments. Sometimes he's well, and sometimes he's not well. And therefore, we can't accept his kedushin or anything, because we don't know what his status is at any given moment. So, just before we go further, the Gemara has offered two explanations in understanding what is the cheresh according to Rabbi Elazar. Either it means that he has good moments and bad moments, or pshat is that he's of weaker intellect, but we don't know how weak that intellect is. Ask the Gemara, what's the nafkamina, the halakhic nafkamina between these two explanations? Lamai nafkamina, answers the Gemara, loitzis ishta beget. If he got married as a cherish, could he divorce his wife? E amrit chadadatahu, kedushin kegerushin. If we say that he's always the same, so whatever he was when he married the woman, that's what he is when he divorces her. So just like he got married, the Mishnah said, Kikaim Shekainis Bermiza, Kach Maitzi Bermiza. Whatever he is, he is. However, the Amrit Itachayla Vitim Shaita, that there's different statuses. Sometimes he has a better moment. Sometimes he has a worse moment. Kedusha Matz Mekadish, Gerusha Lai Matz Megarish. What does that mean? We have to be concerned that at the moment of Kedushin, he was fine. He was Cholim. We have to be concerned at the moment of Gerushin, he's a Shaita. So the Kedushin of a Cholim cannot be dissolved with the get of a Shaita. And if so, he can never divorce his wife, even if he was a Cherish when he married her. My, what's the halacha taiku? So Rav Kivayga says a gval de gavart here. Rav Kivayga says, even according to the tzad, even according to the side that he's itim chalam by the shaita, why wouldn't we let him divorce? Why don't we say a svek sveka? Rav Kivayga says as follows. First of all, there is a shaila what he was by the kedushin. Maybe he was chalam, and maybe he was shaita. If he was a shaita, so then the kedushin is also not a real kedushin. Why are you going to say that he was a cholim, that he was well by the time of the kedushin? So maybe he was also well by the shas of gerushin. So you have a svek sveka to a lot of gerushin. Why aren't we mekel? So Rav Kivayga says a very important yisoid in hilchas svek sveka. Rav Kivayga says we only say a svek sveka when both svekas come at the exact same time. Here, the first suffix came at the moment of marriage. The second suffix is at the moment of divorce. To combine those two svekas that came at very different times and make it into a svek sveka, that's an acceptable svek sveka lalocha. Nishtatis. So we learned in the Mishnah that a woman who becomes a shaita cannot receive a get. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Dvat ha'yir midah raisa shaita mit gereshes. A shaita should be allowed to receive a get. Mida the have a pikachas bakarcha. Just like a pikachas, we don't need her consent to get a get. So too, we don't need the consent. So the fact that she's not a baal stas should make a difference. Umatam amru enim gereshes. Why did Chazal say that she's not, that we don't allow her to get a get? Shlo yinag bo menik hefker. We know that she's a shaita, and if she gets divorced, she will be treated not properly. And as the Rishayim explain, she won't have a means of support because her husband divorced her, and she'll perhaps act immorally. So to avoid that, to be able to support herself. So to avoid that, we don't let her get a get. Ask the Gemara, Hechi Dami, exactly who is this woman that we're discussing? Ilem diyadas lishma gita, viyadas lishma atzma, that she knows how to watch her get, and she knows how to watch herself. She knows how to watch herself not to do something that's improper. Ella, the any das lishma loy gita v'loy atzma. So she's completely incapable of watching herself, of watching the get to receive. Ask the Gemara, v'atayr shaita miskareshes, midaraisa, could such a person get a get? That the Gemara is suggesting that midaraisa, she is a candidate for a get. It's only midrabanan. A get is only effective that she has the ability to receive the get. That she doesn't have the ability to receive the get. She's so such bad way. Who is qualified to receive a get? Somebody who's sent away and doesn't come back, that understands that this is it. We're no longer together. Yatzu, shemashalach v'chazeres, that she gets the get, but she has no ability to comprehend what this is all about, and therefore the get is meaningless. So what is the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is that the Mishnah said that midaraisa shaita really should be able to get a get. It's only midrabanan. It's not true. This woman, even midaraisa, is not capable of getting a get. So there's a machloikus rishonim. The Gemara gave two characteristics that are required to be able to get a get. One is misha yesh lo yad legarish atzma, and one is that shalachas venechazeres, that just doesn't come back. So there's a question in the rishonim: is there any practical difference between these two explanations? Rashi seems to learn there's no difference, just different drushes. Different psukim that are taught, but there's no practical nafkamina. Taisa says there is a nafkamina. He says, what's going to be the halacha if a shaita, a girl who's a shaita, her father gets a get? So if the concern is that shalachas v'chazeres, that we send her away and she comes back, so this girl, because she doesn't understand what's happening here, will keep on coming back. If, on the other hand, the issue is that she doesn't have the ability to comprehend that a get is, that she should take the get, she doesn't have to take the get. Her father could take the get. And that's why Taisa says that would be the nafkamina between those two pshatim. Although, it's Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, although the Chassam Sofer asks on Rabbeinu Tam, the Chassam Sofer asks Rabbeinu Tam that how could somebody take a get for someone else? You could only make a shliach if you could do something yourself. If this girl is a shaita, so she's incapable of getting a get, how could a father take a get on her behalf? She can't be her shliach. So Chassam Shofar answers that when the father takes the get on behalf of his daughter, he's not acting in the role of a shliach of the daughter. He's acting in the capacity of a father, that the Torah gave him rights to receive the get. So the question is, why do we need the Takana Rabbanan? Answers the Gemara, like Tzricha, the Takana Rabbanan was established for a woman, the Yadas Lishma Gita, Vreni Yadas Lishma Atzma. She knows how to watch the get, but she isn't able to take care of herself. Dvat Torah, Tzmida Raisa, Shoyta Miskareshes. She's capable of getting a get. The Yadas Lishma Gita. She knows how to watch her get, and therefore the get is a fine midaraisa. However, for Amar Rabbanan leLifka, Chazal said we should not allow her to get divorced. Shlayinik baminik hefker, a special takana de Rabbanan. And that is the halacha. The halacha is that a woman who Rachman Islam becomes a shaita is not allowed to be divorced. There's a very big discussion amongst the Paiskim. The Ramah discusses this. What happens if one is married to a woman and she never becomes a shaita? So you can't divorce her. But the man is not want to live himself the rest of his life. What is the din? Specifically, the question is relevant because we have a Chen Rabbeinu Gershom that doesn't let us marry more than one wife. So although there are Paiskim that want to suggest that the Chen Rabbeinu Gershom wasn't set under those circumstances, specifically, if the man wasn't mekayim yet mitzvahs puruvu, he doesn't have children. The halach lemais that we follow is that a man who has a wife who's a shaita may not divorce her bal karcha. He can't give her a get. The only thing that our minig is that a hetamei rabbonim is written. The hetamei rabbonim is written in order to publicize that even though he's married, he's still allowed to take another wife because of the unfortunate circumstances. He has to continue supporting her, Kadesh La Yinig Bo Minig Hefker, and the minig is that a get is written and left in Besdin on her behalf, even though she can't accept it. That's the minig. That's,
but if she became Bardas,
then you give her a get. That's fine. That's fine. If she becomes Bardas, you give her a get. There's a very interesting vart from the Chedusha Harim. The Pasuk says in Nach, Ezu get krisis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, where is the get that I gave Klal Yisrael, that they separate themselves from me? Says the Chedush HaRim, why is Klal Yisrael not able to receive a get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because our Gemara says that what is the characteristic of a get, of a person who could get a get? Mishalcha, Veina Chazeres, somebody who's sent away and never comes back. We, even if we distance ourselves from Hashem, ultimately always Chazeres, we come back to Hashem. So we're not able to get a get from Hashem because we're Mishalcha v'Chazeres. That says the Sfas Emes is Pshat, that a person, the Gemara says, Mutav Shikra Adam Shoita Kol Yomov, it's better that a person should be called a Shoita his entire life. Vayikra Rosha Fila Shachas, but it shouldn't even be called a Rosha for one moment. What pshat? He says a Shaita is a good thing, because becoming a Shaita means we can never be divorced from Hashem. A Rosha can be divorced from Hashem. Motiv Shikra Shaita, better that we should be Shaitim, and therefore we can never be divorced from Hashem, but we shouldn't be Rasham, because then Hashem could Chas V'Shalom divorce us. Continues the Gemara. Amar Baya, Dekanami, we could prove that this is proper pshat. Dektani Gabadido, regarding the woman who becomes a shaita, nishtatis lo yoytzi. The Mishnah says we shouldn't divorce her. The gabba di day, but when the Mishnah discusses a shaita not being able to give a get, the Mishnah adds a word. It says lo yoytzi olomis. So the Gemara's question is, maishna hocha, why by the man does the Mishnah use the word olomis? Or maishna hosam, why by the woman the loytani olomis? Answers the Gemara, shmamina, hadarais hadarabonin. A shaita inability to give a get is midaraisa. And therefore the get he gave is totally meaningless. The shaita, the woman receiving the get, as long as she has some level of intellect, is not totally osma deraisa, it's only drabonim. The Mefarshim discussed the Shas Chuvas Anig Yontif. Says the Gemara Masechet Chagiga discusses who is a shaita. And the Gemara gives three characteristics. Ma'avid mashin noisim lo, whatever you give that person they lose. They kareya as ksusa, they tear their clothing. And that they walk around, yotzi yichidi belayla, they walk around by themselves at night in dangerous places. So the Gemara there, Masechet Chagiga, if you'll recall, asks, what does the Gemara mean when we gave these three characteristics? Doesn't mean you have to have all three to be a shaita or one alone. Asked on the Yonta from our Gemara, it's proof that one characteristic alone makes you a shaita. Because what does the Gemara say? That if somebody receives a get and she doesn't know what she's getting, that's like she loses what she gets, is already considered a shaita. So why don't we have a proof that this is a shaita? So on the Yonta says a very fundamental explanation. He says, when the Gemara Masechet Chagiga gives those characteristics of a shaita, it's not, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that that's a shaita and no one else is a shaita. He says, sometimes you see a person who's a shaita, you know he's a shaita. You don't have to learn the Gemara. You don't have to come to Daf Yom Yishir. That person, we don't need the Gemara Masechet Chagiga for. The Gemara Masechet Chagiga is referring to a person who we can't determine, is he, is she really a shaita or not. So the Gemara gives us certain tests, certain guide to follow. In those cases, says the Gemara, we don't know if you need all three or one. Our Gemara is referring to a woman who's certainly a shaita, and therefore, even though we don't know she has all the characteristics, it makes no difference. Continues the Gemara. We had a dialogue in the Mishnah, as we discussed yesterday. First, the Mishnah said, as we learned, that a man who's a cheresh can't give a get, a woman can receive a get. And then, the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nori, why? The Gemara wanted to know why. So the question is, and we left this for today's Gemara, what does Rabbi Yochanan Nori mean to ask with his question? Ibaru, Rabbi Yochanan Nori ish pshitalei. Is to Rabbi Yochanan Nori obvious that a man who's a cheresh can't receive, can't give a get? Vishikam Ibaru, and his question is, why a woman who's a cheresh may receive a get? Idoma, or perhaps the way to understand Rabbi Yochanan Nuri's question is, Isha Pshitalei. It's pushed to him that a woman who's a Chareshes can receive a get. The question that he had was, Isha Kamabayalei, what is the halacha on Ish? Why, when he's a Cheresh, can he not give a get? Toshma, says the Gemara, Midakamrelei, Eina Doime Isha Megarish, Lisha Hamaskareshes. How did they respond to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri's query? By saying, we can't compare the man to the woman. She isha yaitzis l'ritzayna v'shalai ritzayna. A woman, that we don't need her consent to give her a get. V'ish ene maitza el ritzayna. But a man has to have das to give a get. Shmamina. So from here we have a clear indication. The ish kamibayle, the question was regarding the man, regarding the woman, everybody understood that she could receive a get. Ask the Gemara, adirabba. Midakamale avzu ki yaitzaba. What he continues saying, that the woman who's a charesh to receive a get, just like a girl who was married off by a father, Kedusha Darais could get a get. Shmamina, Ishkam Ebaile. So it's a right that the question was about the woman, not about the man. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Devreim Kamalhu. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is speaking to Rabbanan. Lididi, I hold, Keichad Ishloi Matzmegarish, a man who's a charesh, doesn't have das, and can't give a gerishin, Isha Nami Loi Megarisha. A woman who's not a balas das, cannot receive a garish. Elevatchu, but I need to understand your position. Maishna isha or maishna ish. Why is there a difference between a man and a woman? That a woman who's a chareshes you hold can receive a get, and a man who's a cheresh cannot give a get. Amaloi, and they responded, Einu doimi isha megareshes l'sham eskareshes. You can't compare a man to a woman. The man is giving the get; he has to have das. The woman's receiving the get; she doesn't have to have das. Although, I saw a gewaldige kasha from Rabbi Chanan. The Mishnah, the Gemara is saying, and Rabbi Chanan leaves us with a question, so maybe somebody has a good answer. Rabbi Chanan asks, the Gemara is saying, how do we know that even though an Isha is a chareshes, she could get a get? Because she doesn't have to have, we don't need her das to get a get. And therefore, even if a woman is intelligent, we don't need her permission to give her a get, midaraisa, without the chayim rabbeinu gerusha. Asks Rabbi Chanan, how could you compare the two situations? A woman who has intellect, yes, she didn't consent to get the get, but she has intellect. A chareshis, not only didn't she consent, she's unable to consent. So how does the Mishnah compare those two types of women? And he leaves with a tzaruchim. Continues the Gemara. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Goida. Amarava, midosa shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudah. We learned from the testimony of Yochanan ben Gudah, and as Tosfos says, both in the Mishnah and in the Gemara here, any time the Mishnah quotes a testimony, that's the halacha. Amal Adam ru getzah shani noisin. A man tells witnesses, I'm giving my wife this document, and it's a get. Vamala, and then when he gives her the get, so I guess he's embarrassed to tell her to her face, this is a get. So he says, kinsti shtar chav zoiv. He calls it a shtar chav. He calls it an IOU. Hareza megureshes. What's the proof? Milo amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Geguda. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Geguda just teach us, loy bein and data? We don't need her permission. Hachnami, loy bein and data. And therefore, even if he tells her it's not a get, he tells it's a shtar chayiv, it's still going to be an acceptable get. Ask the Gemara, pshita. We don't need hadas. So what's the difference? Answer the Gemara, madatayma, mida amalei kinsi shtar chayiv zeh. When he called this document a shtar chayiv, what he was meaning to do, bitulei betlei, what he really meant to do was to nullify the get, kamash mon teaches us the Gemara, that Isid the Batley, if his intent was to nullify the shtar, L'Edim have a kamalu. He would have told the Edim that I want to nullify this get, that it shouldn't be effective. Since he did not say that to the Edim he said the truth. This is a get, Loi Bitley, V'Lamidi. He never nullified it. So why did he call it a shtar chayif? Why didn't he tell the woman what it is? He was embarrassed to tell her, I'm giving you a get. So that's why he called it a shtar chayiv. But he never meant to nullify it. However, say to Rishonim, from here we see that the only reason that this get is still considered a get is because he told the Edom that it's a get. If one gives a wife a get, again, as I said, it's really not relevant, because we have the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. But the Rishonim say, Medina the Gemara even, if one gives a wife a get without telling anybody, not the Edom, nor the woman, that this is a get, that would not be considered an acceptable gerushin. The shilcha mebeisa, the woman has to recognize that she's being divorced and separated from the husband.